Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sully, without any delay, we have a very special edition of the picks. Let's go.
Moment everybody waits for every week.
Let's go! I'm going to take the points on the road here.
4-0 against the spread. He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I don't know what to say.
Those are the picks. Brought to you by Bill Brown Ford.
All right, now, this is going to be a blended platform. We have one college game, one NBA game, and then the NFL to rifle through. I am still in first. Sully on my tail here, two games behind, and to David's credit, he's dug himself out of the basement. David is five games off the pace. Here we go. Army-Navy. Army laying 6.5 will go to David.
Who's got AIDS?
Thank you, Sully.
Not to start. Just not to start.
I love the pageantry of this game. Too bad Navy isn't good this year. I have to go Army, and I love their uniforms better than Navy's this year. Let's go Army.
All right, over to Sully.
I am going to, David, since you're mad at me about the drop I played, I'm going to agree with you and go Army here over Navy. Great tradition this game is.
Yeah, big choice.
I'd go with Army. I love watching the game, but I'm just not interested in any of this, and I want to move to the other stuff. I'll stay with Army because I don't want to lose a game to either of you. Game number two.
That's cheap. Come on.
Whoops. Game number two. It's the Sixers minus Embiid against the Pistons. So this is useless. Pistons laying one. Go ahead, David.
I did sleep with my neighbor's wife. I'll leave that alone. You're right.
This is Gator.
No Embiid tonight, but I have to believe that the Sixers with Ben Simmons will get the job done. Let's go Sixers.
Over to Sully.
This point spread is so weird on this
You
game.
Need a Hummer?
I know Embiid's out, like you said, but I'm going
Tell
to
about
think,
it, JoJo.
I'm going to think this is a Pistons game. They somehow find a way to win
yes.
with no Embiid. Give me the
yes.
Pistons.
This will be where all the dopey shill media and idiot fans, all 10 of them, want to pipe up and talk about the team being good, yeah. and they'll leave out the tidbit they played him without Embiid. Give me the Pistons. Game. Let's go to Sunday. We've got a lot. Oh, thank you, Dennis. By the way, has anyone noticed how the handicapper on the show, like in the commercials, sounds like Dennis Fithian?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I've noticed that.
I got a parlay. You're going to want to drill it.
Oh, my God. How do you pick the Lions? How are the Lions going to win this game?
The Ravens Ravens at the Chiefs. That's enough, Greg, for a lifetime. Chiefs minus 6.5. We go to David.
It is bowl season, so I'm
What's
calling
the big
this
deal
game
with blackface?
The Black QB Bowl. That's right, Jamie. Wow. The Black QB Bowl. I have to go with the Chiefs here because I'm sorry, Lamar just can't throw the ball. So go Chiefs.
Over to Sully.
Give me my steak medium well.
Yeah, I'm not betting against Pat Mahomes. I've loved watching the Chiefs all year. Give me the Chiefs as well.
Hey, I don't want to lose a game to Sully. I'll take the Chiefs.
Wow, that's how it's going to be.
No,
gonna
I
be
just,
on the defense here.
I think Lamar goes on the road, and I think this is going to be – they're not going to keep pace.
I'm flattered going on the defense like that.
I'm trying to preserve a lead and win the championship. Patriots minus 7.5. They travel to Miami. David.
Well, I have to try to gain a game, and I know what Sully's going to do here. But here's
people?
An interesting stat. Brady is 7-9 in Miami and has thrown 15 interceptions in those games.
We might lose up.
I'm going Miami here.
Over to Sully.
It's really weird how bad New England always plays in Miami. I totally understand that. But golden rule, never, ever, ever bet against the Patriots. Give me New England.
If you've bet on the Patriots every week since they won the Super Bowl in 2003, you'd be up $47,000 betting $1,000 a game.
Hi, this is Gator.
Plus, I don't want to lose a game to Sully. Patriots. Game number three, Saints minus 9.5. They travel to Tampa Bay. David.
Do it live.
I'm going to do the old Stoney here. The Saints are going to win this game because they need to keep pace with the
Those
Rams.
Those people?
But
Sorry,
I'm taking
I assume
the, points
the Penn State Michigan game was a night game.
Because Jameis somehow was going to keep it close.
All right, over to Mikey.
Yeah, Buccaneers been playing well, man. I don't know why this is almost 10 points. Saints on the road, favored by 10 points. That's a ton of points. I'm going to take Tampa Bay to keep it within that number.
And it always happens. The Saints go to Tampa Bay, and Drew Brees plays like crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the Saints outside, and I don't like them on that backyard field they got down in Tampa. Plus, I don't want to lose a game to Sully, so Buccaneers plus the points.
Wow, that's a great story.
Game number four.
Why don't you pick before me for this round?
That's not how it works. I'm sorry. Colts at the Texans. Texans laying 4.5. David.
The QB I hate versus the QB I love. I absolutely hate having to make this pick, but the Texans streak is going to end. I have to go Colts here.
Over to Mikey.
Mexicans.
Yeah. What?
No, Stoney, not.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to take the best player in the league in terms of catching touchdowns this season, and Eric Ebron and the Colts in this one.
I love my gritty Colts. I think they're a possible wild card team that nobody wants to face. I'm going to ignore that embarrassing performance against Jacksonville. Up-down theory, Andrew Luck ends Houston's streak. And, well, I don't want to lose a game to Sully, so I'll take Indianapolis.
Salad.
Wow. Eagles at Cowboys. Cowboys laying 3.5. David?
Yes! I've been to Dallas a few times. I love that city. I love that stadium, by the way.
You need a Hummer?
But here's the thing. The Eagles have been talking trash, saying how the Cowboys choke late in the season. I kind of agree with them. The Cowboys are going to choke here. Eagles all day.
Over to Mikey.
Yeah!
Morning show, having some fun, man.
Oh, boy. You miss a day, you miss
you
a lot.
You miss a day, you do miss a lot. Absolutely.
6 more inches.
I hate Dak Prescott. He sucks as a quarterback, so I'm going to take the Eagles.
Wow.
And I'm hoping Mike will take a different game.
I can't. I think the Cowboys are playing great football, but the spread to me is a Vegas special. I think the Eagles go in there. It's hard to sweep a team. I think the Eagles win. I'm going to take Philly. And, well, since it's now a bit, I don't want to lose a game to Sully.
Every game, come on.
Rams -3 against the Bears. David.
Touchdown, Lakers.
This is going to be a great Sunday night matchup here. Khalil Mack versus that Rams offense here. I have to go Bears. They're going to win this game because they're the home team.
Over to Mikey.
Yeah, I'm not picking against the Rams.
Silky Sullivan finish.
Too fun to watch this year. Offense is crazy. I also saw an article today, Mike, that you wouldn't like. They said Sean McVay is way overhyped and it needs to calm down.
Well, I think the people who wrote it are stupid.
It was on the big lead, but I'm going to pick the Rams here.
What the hell's the big lead? What's the big deal with the big lead?
The big lead's a good site. I like that site.
I don't trust the Bears. I just don't. They lost to the Giants last week. I thought the Rams airmailed their performance here. Both teams should bounce back, but the Rams are better. I'll lay the 3. And I don't want to lose a game to Sully. Vikings at Seahawks. Seahawks laying 3. We go to David.
Hatchet man.
The Vikings need this game when it comes to the playoff hunt versus the Seattle Seahawks, but I have to go with Russell Wilson, my brother from another mother. They're going to win this game.
And on the third step, God spoke to him and said, take the Seahawks.
Let's go, Russell.
We go to Mikey.
Let me try to think what you'll pick, then I'll pick the opposite so we can have a game here.
I've finally broken him psychologically.
I'm going to take... You like the Vikings. You're a big state guy. You like Kirk Cousins. I'll take the Seahawks here at home to cover that. They're very good covering the spread at home.
He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
Wrong again, Mon Frere. I have a golden rule that I've developed. Never, ever ask Kirk Cousins to go win a big game.
Yes.
Especially in Seattle. I'm going with Russell Wilson. I mean, after all, he's got a direct line to God. How could I pick against him?
My. Tell him about it, JoJo.
All right, and I don't want to lose a game to Sully.
Wow.
Giants laying 3.5. They travel to D.C. Why is this on TV, David?
This game is on TV.
Oh, man. That's right. Strike up the band.
Here we go with this one. We got the full intro this week. Listen, Michael. I hate to tell you, but the Redskins are starting Mark Sanchez at quarterback.
Oh, the butt fumble.
And the Giants aren't doing this really to hurt you, but it is going to hurt you because the trap position will be ruined. Giants all day, and because it's almost Christmas, I'm going to dance on
yes!
that one.
Yes! All right.
Let's go, people.
Finally.
Do it live.
Love when David dances during this segment.
No, go ahead.
Makes my entire week.
Why don't you join him? Make the pick.
Well, I know that you're going to be rooting against the Giants, so I'll pick the Giants here.
Well, wrong again, Mon Frere.
No, you're just doing that.
No, it's simple. I took the Giants last week because I said the Giants and God hate me. So it's going to continue. Now every quarterback in Washington is dead, and the Giants are intent on bringing back Eli Manning for 19 because, flowchart, Giants and God hate me. I'll take the Giants. And I don't want to lose a game to sell it. Hey, last game of the week, Lions minus 3 at the Cardinals. This is available on Oxygen Network, as no major network would carry this. We go to David.
The Lions don't play well in Arizona, and I haven't done this all season long. Because they don't know what to do ever in their franchise history, the Lions, I'm taking them because they're going to win and screw up draft position.
Let's go,
Lions.
And let's go the legend of Royal Oak Saturday nights.
Yes.
Mike Sullivan.
Well, David, the first time you picked the Lions all year, that's pretty incredible. But you're absolutely right. Lions will find a way to win this game, SOL style. They'll find a way to
take
win.
Take that for data.
They'll find a way to win when it's going to hurt them that they win. I'll take the Lions.
Well, I happen to agree. I think Mike Sullivan had a brilliant week of selections, and we just happen to agree on all 11 of them.
You're running out the clock here. I see what you're doing.
The Lions absolutely refuse to give us any joy.
Right.
There will be no joy in Whoville.
Right.
They're going to screw up draft position.
Woo.
And after all, this is where Stat Padford puts on that cape. Give me the Lions. Those are the picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.